Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. Here comes the Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope. This is episode number 336, and it originally aired on April 8th, 1947. Here now is Bob Hope, with his special guest, Al Jolson.
Pepsodent's giving away four Chevrolets every 7 days. Listen for details tonight. Tonight, from the home of Ken Murray's Blackout, the El Capitan Theater, Hollywood, Lever Brothers Company presents the Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope and his special guest, Al Jolson.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob 4 every 7 Hope, telling all you people from Maine to Duluth, be sure to put Pepsodent on every tooth, and whether you're as old as Crosby or only a youth, your mouth will never be as empty as a telephone booth. I don't care whether I get laughs tonight or not. My sponsor can't call me tonight. Shouldn't use that kind of language anyway. But anyway, the phone strike has affected the contest for my favorite brunette. One listener sent in a jingle saying, "My favorite brunette, how I wish I could date her. She's my long-distance telephone operator." Didn't win a thing. It's going to be tough getting any messages through, too. I was out in my backyard this afternoon, heard one carrier pigeon say to another, "I don't know about you, Mabel, but I ain't strike-breaking." But I feel wonderful tonight. I've been down to Palm Springs. I had to come back. I ran out of co-signers. Palm Springs, that's an old Indian expression meaning pale face come and stay in sun to look like red man, him look at hotel bill and go home pale face. What prices for those rooms down there? For $50 a day, you get a room with a view of the mountains, and for $25 a day, you get one with a view of the desert. My room costs $5 a day. Every morning the bellboy slipped a postcard of a cactus plant under my door. I stayed in a nice place in Palm Springs. You've heard of the Lone Palm? Well, all night the dates kept dropping out of it and hitting me in the head. And in the morning, they don't waken you by ringing your telephone. A bellboy tiptoes in, tickles your toes, and whispers, "It's later than you think." Yes, sir. Of course, I mingled with the 400 while I was there. In Palm Springs, they don't care how many they put in a room. It was a nice room, and the towels were all marked his, hers, and put them back. Everybody was there last week, and boy, that sun suit Dorothy L'Amour had on. She was sitting over there with a copy of Forever Amber in her hand, and the book was reading her. I couldn't get regular suntan oil, so I rubbed Texaco number 30 on my back. It was so embarrassing. A Chevrolet kept coming up and nuzzling me.
Hey! Hurry, 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 hurry. Gather around, Frazier. Can't see anything standing way back there. Get right down close. That's the idea, close. Of course, not too close. Let's not trample each other. Now, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. We're going to give away
Excuse me, mister.
Off my feet, Bob, you're overweight. Now, listen, everybody. Tell you what I'm going to do. We're going to give away absolutely free 4 Chevrolets every 7 days.
If I may interrupt.
Down the street, Bob, you're blocking traffic. First winner's announced later in this program tonight, so hurry, hurry, hurry.
Say, mister, give me a chance. I'm Wendell Niles.
I told you. Oh, that's different. Step right up and tell them all about it.
Yes, folks, hurry. Send your jingles right away if you want to win one of the next 4 Chevrolets. Remember, to celebrate the release of Bob's new picture, My Favorite Brunette, Pepsodent's giving away 4 Chevrolets every 7 days. And our third week's contest closes next Saturday midnight, April 12th. Again this week, as grand first prizes, 4 Chevrolets, brand new Fleetmaster 4-door sedans. Next 8 prizes, new Frigidaire cold walls, big 7-cubic-foot refrigerators. Next 10 prizes, crisp new $100 bills. Enter tonight. Here's all you do. Just finish a simple two-line jingle starting with the words, "My favorite brunette." Finish your two-line jingle so the last word of both lines rhyme. Write about anyone, your husband, wife, friends, even your dog. As simple as this.
My favorite brunette is a guy named Joe. I married the man because I love him so.
Mail your jingle with a top and bottom of any Pepsodent carton or toothbrush label. Mail to Pepsodent, Box 3636, Chicago, Illinois. That's Pepsodent, Box 3636, Chicago, Illinois. Complete rules given later in the program. Also in Sunday papers and at drug counters. Send your entry before next Saturday midnight. Pepsodent's giving away four Chevrolets every 7 days.
Isn't that wonderful about the Chevrolet winners? Now all that's worrying me is why that weed-lipped Colonna hasn't phoned yet. What a lucky guy he is, getting to meet my 14 favorite brunettes when they get into that train, the Santa Fe Super Chief, and escorting them around Hollywood. Many a guy would give his right arm to be in Colonna's position. Hello, Hope speaking. Who's this?
Lefty.
Professor Colonna, well. Well, well, so it's Colonna on that end.
Silly boy, it's Colonna on both ends.
Yeah. How are you getting along with those 14 brunettes, Colonna?
Oh, wonderful, Hope. Last night I took them all to Grauman's Theater and paid for all 8 tickets myself.
Colonna, 8 tickets? That only accounts for yourself and 7 girls. How did the other 7 beauties get in?
Small girls, big mustache.
Professor, how could 7 girls hide under your mustache?
I don't ask questions. I just have fun.
Colonna, I want to know one thing. Are these girls with you? Joan Davis of Detroit, Ollie Lick of Toronto, Betty Lou Heiser of Washington, Anne Trapedi of New York, Ursula Halloran of Pittsburgh, Loretta Summers of Seattle, Jean Devon, Chicago, Rosita Malika, New York, Mary Ellen Fields, Houston, Yvonne Llewellyn, Salt Lake City, Virginia Kreider, Birmingham, Elaine Barbara, Petrillo, New York, Betty Marlin, Boston, and Nancy Norton, Cleveland.
Pardon?
I said, is Joan Davies...
Too late, I'm on the next page.
You know, Colonna, you're an idiot's idiot.
I didn't know you cared.
You feel pretty good, don't you, Colonna, being the only man with all those girls?
Oh, but I'm not. Naturally, my friend is here, Joe Schlunk, the midget.
Joe Schlunk, the midget? Who's he?
Well, he's the little guy inside the telephone who says, unless this is an emergency, hang up.
Hey, Colonna, what's that I hear?
I'm kissing one of the girls, Hope.
You're kissing one of the girls? Gee, why doesn't that ever happen to me?
I'm sorry, thought you'd object to my mustache. but this is a wonderful game, Hope. The girls line up, I close up my eyes, and go down the line kissing each girl and guessing where she's from.
You go down the line kissing each girl and guessing where she's from?
Yes, I'll show you. Now, here's the first one. Miss Houston. Miss New York.
Colonna, who was that?
Mistake.
Thank you, Professor Colonna. Yes, sir. That's Colonna. He gets all the beautiful brunettes and I get...
Oh,
Miss Vera Vague. Well, Miss Vera Vague, my favorite lunette.
Well, it's Bob Hope, the old para monster.
Yeah. Say, that's a very pretty hairdo you have, Miss Vague. Is that for Al Jolson?
Yes, it is. And I hope it lasts for Dan Johnson on next week's show.
Yes, he'll be here.
Ooh, it all makes me feel so good. I can just feel the years start to slip off of me.
Yeah, you better bounce around a little. I don't think they quite made it.
Oh, bless your heart. I tell you to go jump in the lake, but with all that air in your head, you'd probably keep afloat.
Tell me, Miss Vague, what have you been doing this week?
Oh, well, I've been very busy, Mr. Hope. I started chaperoning the 14 favorite brunettes when they arrived here in Hollywood. Oh, my, but they're pretty. I'll bet they created quite a commotion coming out on the train.
Yes, they came out on the Santa Fe Super Chief, and it was the first time the engine ever turned around to whistle.
They really kept me busy, Mr. Hope, as their chaperone. You see, I've been telling them what every young girl should know.
Miss Vague, you remember?
Oh, you merry moron, you.
But while you were escorting the brunettes around Hollywood, Miss Vague, I hope you took them by Paramount and showed them my studio.
Your studio?
That's right.
Yes, I did, Mr. Hope. Right after I took them down to Santa Monica and showed them my ocean.
All right, Miss Vague. Just tell me one thing. If you're such a good chaperone, how come Colonna's out with the girls right now?
Colonna's out with them? Oh, my goodness. He'll lead them astray, sure.
Oh, well, don't worry. They're safe with him. He made me a promise. He said, hope to die. Hello?
I'm dead.
Well, in spite of that, Mr. Hope, the girls are perfectly safe. I've doused them with a perfume that keeps men away. It's called Burp.
A perfume called Burp? It sounds terrible. What's it made of?
Dad's old-fashioned root beer.
Well, Miss Vague, don't you want the girls to have any dates at all?
Oh, yes, I do, Mr. Hope. I want you to arrange a date for each one of them with Cary Grant during the next 14 nights. Will you do that?
You want me to arrange 14 dates with Cary Grant?
Yes, please. Now, you see, every night a brunette will show up at Carrie's home. She'll be tall, dark, and wearing a black veil over her face.
Now, wait a minute, Miss Vague. Wait, the 14 brunettes will be on tour the next 14 nights. They won't even be in town.
Oh, well, it almost worked.
That's wonderful. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to present one of the all-time great names in show business, the man who thrilled us for years on the stage and then thrilled us again in the Jolson story. Here he is himself, Mr. Al Jolson, right here.
California, here I come. Right back where I started from. Where bowers of flowers bloom in the spring. Each morning at dawning, blazing and everything. A sun kissed misted. Don't be late. That's why I can hardly wait. Come on, open up that golden gate. California, here I come.
Juice is wonderful stuff, isn't it?
Yeah,
that was
great.
Really wonderful.
Well, naturally it was, Bob. You see, that song is from my picture, The Jolson Story. But I saw a picture last night that was out of this world. 20th Century Fox, Alexander's Ragtime Band. A great picture, Bob, with great music.
Yes, it's a wonderful picture. Yeah. You know, Al, Desi Arnaz and his boys have copied the exact style of Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. In fact, his maraca players are still wearing the same rags. I noticed that, yeah.
No, those aren't maracas players, Al. They're a couple of rejects from Queen for a Day. But you know, Al, You know, while you're singing, you're such a big success, even Frank Sinatra's imitating you.
Frankie is imitating me?
Yes, sir. In his last program, twice he tried to get up on one knee to sing. It's wonderful to see a healthy singer. I never saw you looking better, and you're so frisky. Tell me, how do you do it?
Bob, a man's just as old as he feels. And the way I feel, I'm going out and get another bowl of Pablum. Really, I think so.
Take it easy, Al. I'd have a tough time burping you. I want to tell you one. You look great.
Now, wait a minute, Bob. Let's forget the jokes for a few minutes, will you? You know something?
What?
I'd like to win a Chevrolet.
Don't tell me you said in a jingle.
Sure, listen to this. My favorite brunette is Larry Parks. He makes with emotions while I make with the barks.
Listen to Wendell Niles for a second. He has the winners of those new Chevrolets in Pepsodent's first week's contest.
Oh, I can't wait.
Brand new Chevrolets are on their way to Muriel Killingsworth, University of Georgia, Athens, Georgia, James E. Robinson, 612 East 72nd Terrace, Kansas City, Missouri, Patrick O'Grady Sullivan, 1538 Coolidge Avenue, Wichita, Kansas, Mrs. Pat Thompson, 3383 Clarendon Road, Cleveland Heights, Ohio.
Oh, no.
Winners of the 8 Frigidaires and 10 $100 bills in Pepsodent's first week's contest have already been notified. Congratulations, winners. And now, come on, you folks who didn't win. Here's another opportunity for you. Remember, Pepsodent's giving away 4 Chevrolets every 7 days. Enter now for our third weekly contest, closing next Saturday midnight, April 12th. Just finish a 2-line jingle, starting with the words, "My favorite brunette." The last words of both lines must rhyme. For example,
"My favorite brunette is my own dear wife. When she said yes, it brightened my life."
Write on one side of any piece of paper. Mail it with your name and address to Pepsodent, Box 3636. That's Box 3636, Chicago, Illinois. Send as many entries as you wish, each on a separate sheet of paper. Attach to each entry the top and bottom of any Pepsodent carton, either Pepsodent toothpaste, tooth powder, or antiseptic, or a toothbrush label or facsimile. All these prizes each week, 4 brand new Chevrolet Fleetmaster 4-door sedans, 8 new Frigidaire cold wall refrigerators, 10 $100 bills. Entries judged on originality and aptness of thought and become property of Pepsodent, none returned. Judge's decision's final. Duplicate prizes for ties. Any person in the United States territory may enter except Lieber Brothers employees, its advertising agencies, and their families. Act now if you want to win one of the next 4 Chevrolets.
Can my agent get into you?
Entries received after next Saturday midnight will be judged in the following week's contest. Next Tuesday, listen for the second week's Chevrolet winners. Pepsodent's giving away 4 Chevrolets every 7 days.
And here we go!
Come on in here. Come on in here, Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Sell it out.
Come on in here. Come on in here. It's the best band in the land. Say, Bob, come here, man. Come here, man, will you?
Bob. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, you hokum. Listen. Bob. Bob, you know that.
Big shoes on the
boy. Oh, son, you know that. Listen, Bob.
What's that?
I'm sorry I didn't finish it, but that's a great song.
Oh,
and it sends me. I love to sing a song.
I know you like that number, Al.
Yeah.
I've heard you on a lot of shows.
Yeah.
In fact, I've heard you on every show. You know that, don't you? You know, you've been making so many guest appearances, Al. Tell me, why don't you get your own radio show?
What in the... Where... Wait a minute.
We got a joke.
You, Bob, ask me that again.
All right.
Ask me that again.
Don't do that.
No,
we have a skeleton up here with us. Wait a minute.
Yes.
Al, look, you've been making so many guest appearances. Tell me, why don't you get your own radio show?
What, and be only... Wait a minute, will you? Ask me that again, quick.
Why don't you get your own radio show?
What, and be only air only once a week? That's it. Hurry up, Bob. We'll be on an hour.
Not on this network. You're not kidding, Al. You know, you've been on so many radio programs. I hear the other day a housewife went into her grocery store and asked for a box of Jolsons.
Well, they're good with mustard. But listen, Bob.
Just just how many guest appearances have you made on the radio?
15.
Counting tonight's?
No, I don't count benefits.
Now, look, think. What do you want more money for? You know, there's no way you can take it with you.
I know. But by the time I'm ready to leave, maybe Cantor will have figured out something. You can't tell.
I feel the same way about Crosby. But you know, Al, we haven't mentioned my favorite brunette for 7 or 8 seconds. How'd you like the picture?
Well, I don't think you have anything to worry about.
You don't?
No, after all, I was older than you when I made my comeback.
Yeah, but it took two of you to do it.
Oh, please.
You know, when I was a kid in Cleveland, Al, I used to dream of being like you. So
really?
I started telling jokes and more jokes.
Yeah.
And now I'm here in Hollywood, too.
That's right, Bob. Who says crime don't pay? That's what I mean.
You know, I don't have to do this for a living. I can always sell eyebrow tweezers to John L. Lewis.
Bob, you won't get no coal next season.
We'll need it out here, too.
Ah, but memories are great, Bob. I remember the first time I met you.
Yeah, it was at the swankiest hotel in Cleveland, wasn't it?
That's right, Bob. And one thing I've always regretted. I never got a chance to apologize for not tipping you when you brought up the ice water. I remember.
Oh, think nothing of it. Oh. Your pocket was one of the easiest I ever picked.
Well,
think nothing of it.
I'll never forget that time we first met. I was playing in Cleveland, and I phoned down to the hotel operator. Operator, operator.
Yes, sir.
Operator, this is Al Jolson.
Al Jolson? Oh, Joey.
And Sinatra thinks he started that.
Al Jolson. Oh, Albie, you send me. You send me. You send me.
Okay, I'd like to send you, but the elevator don't go down that far. Say, operator, where's that bellboy with my thing? Never mind, I think he's at the door now.
Mr. Jolson?
Who'd you think it was, Sophie Tucker?
Here's your suit, Mr. Jolson.
What took you so long, bellhop?
I just got to work and I had to take it off. Well, here you are, sir.
Do you always carry clothes that way?
Yes, sir.
Doesn't the hanger leave a mark on your nose?
Only when they have overcoats on them.
What's your name, son?
Leslie Hope. Leslie. I'm trying to be a comedian, Mr. Jolson.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this joke. It'll kill you.
Yeah.
Every man has a wife, but a nice man has his pick. Isn't that a ball? How was that, Mr. Jolson?
It stinks, but stop tickling me. Listen. What makes you think you'll ever be a comedian?
Well, last night I won first prize at amateur night over at the Bijou.
What did he give you for first prize?
2 tickets for the Rivoli. Mm. But I'm sure I'll make a great comic.
Just a moment. Let me give you a little advice, son. Show business is a very tough racket. You go from town to town knocking your brains out. It's a long, tough grind to the top. And if you get into it, you'll wish you were dead.
Then why are you in it?
The money is great. Now, look, son, I gotta get dressed. I have a show to catch.
Well, here's your coat, sir.
But where's the pants to the suit?
Did it have pants?
No, the jacket came with a bubble. Now, look, son, wait a minute. Don't stand there, boy. Find my pants.
I'll phone down and see if the bell captain has them.
Yeah.
Hello? Oh, well, listen, bell captain, Mr. Jolson doesn't have his pants.
Well, tell him to leave by the back entrance. And what does Jolson's pants look like?
You only have one pair like him. They have a padded left knee.
What? Let me talk to the bell captain. Hello? This is Al Jolson.
Who?
Al Jolson. Mammy. Son of boy.
Dad, I got one man's family on the wire. What?
Listen, you run in the tailor shop and get my pants pronto.
Okay. What am I running for? My name ain't Pronto.
Listen, Mr. Jolson, while you're waiting, I'll show you my act.
Yeah? What can I do? You caught me with my pants down. Now look.
Oh, no, wait a minute. I'll show you what I've got. To just listen. I'll sing one of your greatest songs.
Okay.
Oh, California, here I come, yeah. Right back where I started from, yeah. Where bowers of flowers bloom in the spring, oh. These more... Give me a chance, Mr. Jolson.
Each morning at dawn, and birdies singing everything. A sun-kissed miss said, don't be late, don't be late. That's why I can hardly wait. I wait. Open, open up that golden gate.
Oh. Opened up the girl. Opened up the pearly gate, too, didn't I?
And here is Mr. Al Jolson, ladies and gentlemen, singing one of Irving Berlin's most beautiful songs, Always.
I'll be loving you always, with a love that's true always. When the things you plan need a helping hand, I will understand always, always. Days may not be fair, always. That's when I'll be there, always. Not for just an hour, not for just a day, not for just a year, but always. I'll be loving you always, with a love that's true always. When the things you plan need a helping hand, I will understand always, always. Days may not be fair, always, but when I'll be there, not for just an hour, not for just a day, not for just a year, but
memory of what Easter season brought, in deed as well as thought, the good you did for each crippled kid with the Easter seals you bought. And we thank you so much, and thanks for the memory of this month that's set aside in a drive that's nationwide to help ensure a cancer cure that's bound to turn the tide. And we thank you so much.
Folks, a king-size thank you to Al Jolson. Al Jolson, there's the kind of a showman I want to be when I grow up. A showman like Al Jolson only happened once in a lifetime. Same in the songwriting game. You only get one Irving Berlin in a lifetime. Those wonderful tunes and Alexander's ragtime band surely prove it. Confidentially, Paramount tells me that pictures like my favorite brunette only come once in a lifetime, too. And at first, I didn't believe it, but Paramount is a big company, so I guess they wouldn't dare say it if it wasn't true. Well, that's all, except good luck to 14 of my favorite brunettes here in the audience. 14 girls from all over America who won brunette beauty contests and spent their Easter holiday in Hollywood as guests of Paramount and yours truly. I played host, Paramount played cashier. These girls are leaving in 5 minutes to grab the Santa Fe Super Chief, and I hope they go back home feeling as I do, that our little old movie capital is a pretty good burg after all. Look at these brunettes. Aren't they lovely? Yes, sir. No wonder America is such a beautiful country. Next week, we'll have that MGM charmer, Van Johnson, with us. Until then, good night.
Send your jingles right away. Pepsodent's giving away four Chevrolets every 7 days.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Al Jolson was born Asa Jolson in 1886 in what is now Sredzius, Lithuania. I hope I pronounced that properly. In 1891, his father immigrated to the U.S., and by 1894, his father had saved enough money to bring the rest of the family over. By 1897, after only a few years in the United States, at the age of 11, Al and his older brother Hirsch began singing on street corners for coins. He was in vaudeville for a few years until his big break in 1911. He was hired to star in a musical comedy at the Winter Garden Theater on Broadway. His performances were called brash and extroverted with an overpowering energy. He was said to have an electric personality, along with the ability to make each member of the audience believe that he was singing only to them. People just couldn't get enough of him. Once he gave a performance where he took 37 curtain calls. For the next 15 years, he was the biggest star on Broadway and was called the world's greatest entertainer. Now, this only became bigger when he starred in the first talking motion picture, The Jazz Singer, in 1927. He made a number of films in the 30s, and he was popular on radio, too. He was a top-selling recording artist all his life. When World War II came around, it gave Al Jolson a new mission: entertaining the troops. Even before the USO had begun even setting up performances for the troops, Al Jolson was calling the War Department, volunteering his services. And in fact, he was the first performer to perform at a military base during World War II. Now, while touring with the USO in the Pacific during the war, he contracted malaria and he had to have his left lung removed, but he kept performing. Al Jolson died from a heart attack in 1950 after a particularly strenuous trip to Korea to entertain the troops there. He was 64. Please send your questions and comments to host at classiccomedyotr.com. Come back next Wednesday for another episode of The Pepsodent Show starring Bob Hope, and check in on Friday for the next installment of The Life of Riley. Please go to our website, classiccomedyotr.com, and click on either the Become a Patron button or the Donate button to support our show. Until we meet again, in the words of Charles Schultz, life is like a 10-speed bicycle. Most of us have gears we never use.